Back in December of last year, in a debate in the Senate on a Central Bank of Barbados bill, opposition Senator Crystal Drakes raised a question. It was one on the minds and lips of others in this country, as thousands turned to the National Insurance Scheme for their unemployment benefit.
While going through this COVID-19 pandemic and all of the disruptions that it has caused, I am yet to hear an estimated figure for the rate of unemployment in Barbados.
Today, we have the official word. According to Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Marcia Cattle, COVID-19 disrupted the labor force household sample survey last year in both the first and second quarters.
Now, we had some issues in the field at the beginning of COVID. So for the first quarter of 2020, here came this pandemic that we knew very little about, but what we did know was that contact was a problem.
She tells us that it was a situation that caused government to err on the side of caution.
In the first quarter, we did do some interviews at the household level, but that information didn't give us enough to be able to put together a number. We had a similar issue, as you would imagine, in the second quarter.
The process of conducting the survey was therefore interrupted.
And so we tried some things, we tried looking at proxies, we tried all kinds of things, but then we just had to accept that we would have an interruption and we wouldn't be able to publish unemployment numbers. So that was the reason for the absence of data. And this happened the world over. Many countries, most countries collect unemployment data using the same methodology. So it was not just in the case of Barbados, but several other countries that had an interruption in the quarterly unemployment data that they would normally be able to collect.
According to Minister Cattle, they went back in the field in the last quarter of 2020. That was to produce the third quarter unemployment figures.
So the third quarter unemployment number for 2020 is 17.9%. Now, if you look at the same figure, the figure for the same quarter of 2019, you will see that that's almost double what it was for the same period. In 2019, I believe it was 9.5% for the third quarter.
You may ask, just how were those who did the survey able to get back out into the field with all the fears that lingered relating to COVID?
But what they report to me is that, you know, using the PPE, using the protective equipment, both themselves and respondents who were wearing masks and so on, and who were physical distancing, that they were able to do it.
Minister Cattle adds,
what many other countries were not able to benefit from, that Barbados was able to benefit from, was a very rich source of data that was coming from the National Insurance Scheme. And what the NIS was telling us, although it is a very different measure of unemployment, and I'll go into those differences with you later, David, what it was able to show us was all the different trends in how the labor market was rapidly changing as a result of COVID-19, what sectors were most heavily affected, what it was able to tell us, drawing largely on private sector data or what was happening in the private economy, was that by the beginning of May 2020, there were 31.1% fewer people employed than in May 2019. So what we were able to do in the absence of a household survey in those first quarters of the year was to continuously share with the public NIS-based data that could help Barbadians see and understand the tremendous impact on employment that this pandemic was having. What we cautioned at the time was that this would not be a straight comparison with what would eventually be released by us as the official unemployment number that has to be collected according to ILO standards. But it was a good proxy to help people understand what was happening with unemployment and what would be the fiscal implications and the livelihood implications for people.
Tomorrow, Minister Marcia Cattle talks about the 17.9% figure for unemployment in the third quarter of last year. On Sagicor's Early Business.